This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
Seth Grossman is running for Congress in South Jersey. The National Republican Party has pulled their support from his campaign. He's asked me to come on the show, so I'm having him on the show. Seth, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, all things considered.
So give us what happened here. So what happened exactly?
Well, basically, people in New Jersey know me as a friend of the taxpayer. I'm the guy who actually was arrested in 2008 for holding up a sign opposing John Corzine's plan to triple tolls on the parkway. I ran against Republican Governor Chris Christie at the height of his popularity in 2013 because I saw how the reckless borrowing was messing up the pension system. So in a normal world, I'd be the taxpayer friend, and as a pro-Trump congressman, I was promising to support and protect President Trump when my Democratic opponent will resist, obstruct, and impeach him. I'm the guy who wants to enforce immigration laws when my Democratic opponent in the legislature actually forced a vote to have the census include illegals as citizens so that the sanctuary states and the sanctuary cities get extra representation in Congress, electoral votes, and in the legislature. And my opponent voted to give driver's license to illegal foreigners and then use those licenses as automatic voter registrations. So that's how the campaign would have been framed, except now I think the standard operating procedure of Democrats is to just call any Republican a racist, and then they want me to spend my entire campaign just defending myself, trying to say I'm not a racist, which, of course, takes voter attention away from the real issues in the campaign.
Seth is running in the 2nd Congressional District, which is a seat that Congressman Frank Lobiondo is not seeking re-election. So you're the Republican nominee, but you don't have the national party or the state party support. They withdrew their support for you back in July. They claim now that you retweeted white nationalist propaganda.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's ironic. Back in December of 2014, I get a 2,500-page article shared to me by, I forget the name of the congressman, black congressman in West Palm Beach. But anyway, so I made a mistake. I shared it. And now, 3.5 years later, they're saying, oh, I'm a racist because I accidentally shared a 2,500-page or 2,500-word post, and I didn't read the last paragraph. And you know, if you say, well, gee, that's terrible, just think of what Cory Booker did. Cory Booker's photographed with an anti-Israel sign saying take down the security wall around Israel, and he says he didn't read an 11-word post. So, yeah, in the course of 9 years and, you know, posting 8,000-9,000 posts, if you're active, you will make a mistake from time to time. But voters have to ask, you know, would they rather want somebody who speaks up on issues as you see them, or do you want candidates who you don't know who they are because they keep quiet on controversial issues and you don't know what they're going to do till they're in office? So, yeah, as soon as I found out, I apologized. By the way, Cory Booker never apologized for his message of, Palestine to Mexico, all the walls have got to go. And you know what will happen to Israel if the wall around Israel goes, surrounded by millions of people who want to destroy it. So, yeah, but I don't understand why the Republicans do what they do. Because no matter what the Republican says or does, they're going to be attacked by Democrats. And I think this is just fake news, and we got to stand up to it.
So, Seth Grossman, you're here to say you're not a racist, and you don't want people to think you're a racist.
Yeah, let me just give you a little background. I grew up in Atlantic City. I went through the Atlantic City public schools, mostly black public schools. I'm the grandson of Jews who fled violence and persecution in Eastern Europe. I was in a National Guard unit, which used to be the colored unit, so most of my officers and fellow soldiers were minorities. I opened up a center city law practice in the early days where I took all the cases no other lawyer wanted. Most of my practice was helping African-Americans, Hispanics. So when you have an entire lifetime immersed in the black community and then suddenly, you know, 1 week after you're a Republican candidate for Congress, suddenly I'm getting listed as one of the eight worst racists and bigots in America. You could see how the fake media works. And I never believed it. I never understood what Trump was going through until I saw what they did to me for the last 2 months.
Well, Seth Grossman, this is a this is what they do. I mean, they call everybody racist. It's their playbook. They go to that. You know, if you're against everybody coming over the border, you're racist. If you're for deportation, you're racist. I mean, it goes on and on. What's interesting, though, is that you also talked about diversity being, I think you said it was a bunch of crap or something like that.
And un-American. But they put the answer to a question. And the question I was being asked is, should the Republican Party pick candidates according to diversity? And I was running against somebody of a different ethnic group, but he really wasn't qualified for the job. And I was telling the party we should pick the best qualified people. And by the way, when you think about it, when you pick a sports team, do you pick a sports team by the players who represent every diverse background, or do you pick the players who are going to win the game? I mean, the whole idea of the diversity, I mean, it is a bunch of crap. It is un-America. We were always, I always grew up believing that you should be hired, promoted, transferred, get scholarships based on your talent, your character, your hard work, and your achievement. The idea that good people are denied jobs because they can't check off the right diversity box, that's outrageous. And I've been fighting for that all my life.
Well, it's something that conservatives have said for a long time, and libertarians have said the same thing. You know, when people are discriminated against because of their race, it's reverse racism. It's exactly the same thing. If you can't get a job because of the color of your skin, whether it's because you're black or whether it's because you're Asian or what, I mean, it should never be a factor. It should never be a criteria. But if you say that, for example, you're called a racist. So
yeah, and it's very interesting that I think it was 20 years ago, President Clinton called for a, quote, year-long national conversation on race. He appointed a whole commission on it. And we do need a conversation to talk about this stuff and express our opinions honestly. But what happened 20 years ago, as soon as people said affirmative action is wrong, it's racism itself, those people got kicked out of the hearings. And it's like Democrats don't want to have honest conversations about this stuff. But in any case, that's not why I'm running for Congress. I'm running for Congress to enforce immigration laws, to support President Trump, to protect the Second Amendment, and to make health insurance affordable again. So those are the key issues. But every time Democrats bring up the race issue, it's because they don't want to talk about the real issues that affect most voters.
And the guy you're running against, Jeff Van Drew, has been in the state legislature for a long time. Tell us about your opponent.
Well, actually, it's a small town. He's a nice guy. He's a dentist. My dad was a dentist. They worked with each other for many years. In normal times, I probably would not be running against him. But these are not normal times because he's aligned himself with a party that is tearing this country apart. They want to impeach the president. As far as my opponent, he's been in the legislature for 16 years. And he's been voting for more spending, more debt, more borrowing, more programs, and now taxes and debt in New Jersey are just unsustainable. I think for the fourth or fifth straight year, New Jersey led the nation in moving trucks, moving people out of the state. So we just cannot do that anymore, and we can't take that kind of Trenton swamp into Washington. We got to drain the swamp. We have a saying around here that whatever happens to America happens to New Jersey first. And I'm offering the change, the Make America Great Again program, and my Democratic opponent, he may be a nice guy, but he just votes yes, yes, goes along with the flow, and going along with Nancy Pelosi leadership is going to take this country to disaster.
Seth Grossman, are you surprised that the National Republican Party and the state party pulled their support from you?
I was disappointed, and I am disappointed because they never talked to me. They never heard my side of the story. They actually relied on a summary put together by Media Matters. And whenever Republicans depend on Democrats for the facts and their agenda, Republicans always end up losing. It's very unfortunate. I'm afraid that some of them did the same thing to Donald Trump, and I think the best way to show they're wrong is to go out there and folks who were going to give money to the National Committee, I'm going making phone calls around the country saying, go to GrossmanForCongress.com, pay the money directly to me, because this is a very winnable race. The Republican Congress majority is hanging by a thread. And if you analyze this district, this South Jersey district went for Donald Trump in 2016. We could win this district, so this is not the time for Republicans to get squishy and run away from this conflict. We could win this district. We could hold the House majority. We could press protect President Trump. We can make America great again.
Seth Grossman, how can people find you?
They could find me by going to grossmanforcongress.com. And that'll give you my website where you could Google me, Seth Grossman. I'm in Summers Point, New Jersey, the same law office, same phone number. And I do need help. I'll be having some fundraisers almost every day from now till Labor Day. And anyone who's down at the shore could easily come down to one of them. You don't have to be in a district to contribute. And I'm urging people throughout the country to make up the gap where the National Republicans sort of dropped the ball on this. GrossmanForCongress.com. Rich, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Seth. Best of luck to you, and appreciate you reaching out to me to come on the show and explaining your side of the story. I think it's always important to do.
Hope we talk again before November. Thank you.
We certainly will, Seth Grossman. Thank you.
Rich CLE 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.